KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
I'm Melissa Cody. I am of the Edgewater people, the Yucca Fruit Strung Out in a Line clan, also the Black Streak in the Wood clan, as well as the Mexican People clan.
29-year-old Melissa Cody is a fourth-generation Navajo weaver. Her bold and electric, expressive designs are catching the eyes of collectors and museums around the world. Gone are the days when trading posts dictated patterns to traditional artists. There's a new direction in Native arts.
I think about 20 to 30 years ago, it was a lot of cookie-cutter textiles. Everything was Two Gray Hills. Everything was Burnt Water. And there wasn't a lot of differentiation between a lot of the work that was being created. So I think right now it's being rejuvenated.
Melissa's rugs are breathtaking. Dazzling colors and experimental designs, often based on very personal stories. Weavers Union number 408 was created as a tribute to her father, a carpenter. The rug is woven with bright Germantown wools and also incorporates items Melissa found in her dad's toolbox, drywall rivets, spray paint, and yellow caution tape. Uncompromisingly modern and still distinctly Navajo.
The voice behind the work is a lot different. Right now, I think it's beginning to be a little bit more youthful and seeing the artist as more of an individual as opposed to a tribe. The work and rugs that are being created now actually have a face to them. They're not just ethnographical pieces made by Navajo circa 1989. It's actually like Melissa Cody made this, Mary Lou Schultz made this, Lena Williams made this piece, and they're all pretty much personal biographies of the individual who created them.
Melissa's mother and grandmother have a flock of sheep and they card and dye their own wool. Though their weavings are traditional, they support Melissa's innovations.
My grandmother, Martha Gorman Schultz, she's actually very, very happy about the work that I create. She's always enthusiastic about it, and she's actually given me a lot of support in a lot of the more experimental work that I've created. She doesn't speak English, but when either my mom or my aunts translate for her, she's always teasing me, saying, I'm going to copy your next piece of work because it's something new. It's something that I've never seen before. Or she'll say, send me a picture, you know, on my phone, from my smartphone, because she can get pictures on her phone. So she'll always ask me to keep her updated on what I'm creating. She has mentioned to me before that it's necessary. Yeah, we do have traditional styles, but at one time, those styles weren't traditional. So she's happy that the innovation is continuing and that she can be a part of it and that she can, you know, in her lifetime, see the next era of Navajo textiles and that it is continuing and it won't die with her generation.
I'm Liz Warren with the South Mountain Community College Storytelling Institute. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial project, funded in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. To see photos of Melissa Cody's work, including Weavers Union No. 408, visit kbaq.org.